News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The government is likely to clear the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2016 at a meeting of the Union Cabinet today. The Cabinet meeting is scheduled at 9:30 a.m. The BJP leadership on Tuesday underscored the significance of the CAB by equating its importance with the move to nullify Article 370 provisions, with senior leader Rajnath Singh asking party MPs to be present in large numbers when Home Minister Amit Shah tables it in Parliament. The issue of absenteeism among BJP MPs from Parliament was also raised at the parliamentary party meeting, as Singh underlined Prime Minister Narendra Modi's dissatisfaction over lack of their adequate presence many times, sources said. Modi, who was not present in the meeting, has often in the past expressed his displeasure at absenteeism among BJP MPs. Rejecting the opposition's criticism of the citizenship bill, which seeks to grant citizenship to non-Muslim refugees from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan if they faced religious persecution there, Singh asserted that the BJP has always worked to unite the country and its people. Sources said Singh also made a reference to the charge that the bill was against secularism as its beneficiaries excluded Muslims. He said the three neighboring countries were essentially Islamic nations, and so it is non-Muslims and not Muslims who are at the receiving end of religious persecution there. BJP MPs must be present in Parliament in large numbers when Shah tables the bill, which is likely to be cleared by the Union Cabinet today, Singh said. Asking the party MPs to ensure their presence in Parliament as it is going to take up key bills in the coming days, he said the Prime Minister had time and again spoken against absenteeism among the parliamentarians, but the issue persists. He also cautioned them against using unparliamentary words during their intervention in Parliament and said they should be aggressive in countering the opposition, but not go to the extent of what the Congress, the BJP's main rival, does. His remarks came against the backdrop of party MP Pragya Thakur being forced to apologize in the Lok Sabha for her comments on Mahatma Gandhi's assassin Nathuram Godse. The BJP subsequently barred her from attending its parliamentary party meeting during the ongoing session. The Supreme Court is scheduled to pronounce its verdict today over Congress leader P. Chidambaram's plea seeking bail in the INX media money laundering case. A bench headed by Justice R. Banumathi had on November 28 reserved judgment on the appeal filed by Chidambaram, who has challenged the November 15 verdict of the Delhi High Court denying him bail in the case. During the arguments, the Enforcement Directorate had claimed in the Apex Court that the 74-year-old former finance minister continues to wield substantial influence on crucial witnesses in the case, even from the custody, while he said that the agency cannot destroy his career and reputation by making baseless allegations. Opposing his bail plea, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the ED, maintained that economic offences like money laundering are grave in nature, as they not only affect the nation's economy, but also shake people's faith in the system, especially when it is committed by people in power. Senior advocates Kapil Sibal and A.M. Singhvi represented the former Union Finance Minister and countered Mehta's submissions and said there was neither any evidence linking Chidambaram directly or indirectly with the alleged offence, nor there was any material to show that he had influenced witnesses or tampered with any evidence. Chidambaram was first arrested by the CBI on August 21 in the INX media corruption case and was granted bail by the top court on October 22. The ED had arrested him on October 16 in the money laundering case. The CBI registered its case on May 15, 2017, alleging irregularities in an FIPB clearance granted to the INX Media Group for receiving overseas funds of ₹305 crore in 2007 during Chidambaram's tenure as finance minister. Thereafter, the ED had lodged a money laundering case. Controversial godman Nityananda may have fled India without a passport to save himself from a rape case registered against him in Karnataka, but he has founded a new nation of his own, naming it Kailasa, and it has its own passport. Nityananda has also launched a website of the new nation, describing it as the greatest Hindu nation on earth. According to unconfirmed reports, Nityananda has bought an island in Ecuador in Central Latin America and has started calling it an independent new nation. The website claims that Kailasa is a nation without borders created by dispossessed Hindus around the world who lost the right to practice Hinduism authentically in their own countries. The country has its own passport, and Nityananda has already released a sample of it online. According to the website, the new nation also offers a temple-based ecosystem, science behind the third eye, yoga, meditation, and Gurukul education system. Not only that, it also offers universal free healthcare, free education, free food, and a temple-based lifestyle for all. Nityananda is now inviting people to become citizens of his nation and is also seeking donation to run it. Nityananda, whose real name is Rajasekaran, is a native of Tamil Nadu. He rose to prominence after founding an ashram near Bengaluru in early 2000s. His preachings are loosely based on those of Osho Rajneesh. In 2010, Nityananda hit the headlines after a video of him in a compromising position with an actress went viral. He was later charged with rape and arrested. He was also arrested and charge-sheeted in a separate case of rape. After a sex scandal and alleged abuse of girls at his ashram near Ahmedabad became public last month, the Gujarat police informed court that Nityananda is no longer in India. According to Karnataka police sources, Nityananda may have fled India in late 2018 after jumping bail. His passport expired in September 2018, and the local police had turned down his request for a renewal. And campaigning for the crucial by-elections to 15 assembly seats in Karnataka on Thursday ended on Tuesday evening, with leaders and candidates of political parties and others doing their utmost to woo the electorate, as the results could influence the state's future political course. The 13-day campaign concluded peacefully in all the 15 assembly constituencies. Barring stray incidents, there were no law and order issues, as our officials kept a strict vigil for any violation of the Model Code of Conduct, an election official told INS. Polling will be held on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and votes will be counted on December 9. We have directed political leaders, workers, and poll campaign managers who are not voters in the poll-bound areas to leave the area, and candidates have been advised not to use loudspeakers during the 48-hour silent period, the official said. The candidates and their supporters, however, can canvass door-to-door today and appeal to voters to cast their ballot on Thursday. The by-elections were necessitated due to disqualification of 14 Congress and 3 JDS rebel legislators after they resigned from the assembly in mid-July in protest against the then JDS Congress coalition government's functioning. As many as 165 candidates, including 126 independents and 9 women, are in the fray for the 15 assembly seats. The BJP and the opposition Congress are contesting in all the 15 assembly seats, while the JDS has fielded candidates in 12 seats. The BJP has fielded 11 former rebel Congress and 3 former rebel JDS legislators who joined the party on November 14 after the Supreme Court on November 13 allowed them to recontest, though it upheld their disqualification by then Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar. For the ruling party, Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa, 3 Deputy Chief Ministers G.M. Karjol, Ashwath Narayan and Lakshman Sawadi, and a dozen cabinet ministers campaigned along with hundreds of party cadres and supporters. For the Congress, its former Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, party State Unit President Dinesh Gundurao, and other senior leaders including Mallikarjun Kharge and D.K. Shivakumar participated in the electioneering. JDS Supremo H.D. Devegowda and his son and former Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy led the party's campaign, with senior leaders and legislators in the 12 assembly segments it is contesting. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.